A cornucopia of stupidity masquerading as a podcast. Ladies, gentlemen, idiots, floozies, and reprobates.
You're listening to Morgan's Meltdown.
A guy like that should be in a mental institution.
Welcome back. It is Morgan's Meltdown Podcast, and I'm your host, Dave Morgan. How are we all doing? And you know what? I've just been watching the Storm versus the Roosters NRL game. It's a Thursday night. And, holy shit, I've never actually really paid too much attention to the commentary because I remember years ago I stopped because of the bias towards Melbourne Storm. I watched it tonight with the commentators and it's like, fucking hell, how much more biased can you assholes be? I know you're all from fucking Sydney. I know you hate the fact that Melbourne is successful after, look, let's face it, maybe 20 years I think we've only been in the league. 15, 20, and you fucking hate the fact that we keep winning. One of our guys got sin-binned off, and we were still fucking winning. So you know what? All you commentators go, fuck yourselves. I hate all of you. Suck my fucking dick, assholes.
And what do we say when people want to get to know us better?
All aboard. Welcome to the Hot Mess Express. Choo-choo.
No.
So, I was just thinking about this earlier in the day, and I'm like, I had a house inspection, and I was that one, as I was looking through emails about the house inspection and previous emails from the real estate joint, this time last year, I was replying to an email about extending the lease. Now, I haven't had one of them yet, so I sent an email today, and this time last year, I was already asked and replying, does this mean I've got to start looking for a new place? I'm hoping to hear back from her real soon, but God damn it, if I have to start looking for a new place. Man, after 2 years here, I was starting to like Kilsyth. But if I have to move on, well, so be it. I did start looking at realestate.com tonight just for shits and giggles. Look, there's some okay type places around this area within my price range, so you know what, moving wouldn't be the worst fucking thing. I'd prefer not to. I like this place, but you know what, if shit happens, well, shit happens, I guess. But let's just wonder and keep you posted. And well, fuck, it's out of my hands, nothing I can fucking do. No point complaining, eh?
Value time. Time is the most precious commodity we have. Unlike money or possessions, once spent, it can never be regained. It's essential to prioritize how we spend our time, ensuring that we invest it in meaningful relationships, fulfilling activities, and personal growth. Every moment is a gift. Use it wisely.
So I've been thinking about this lately, and time. Because I work in aged care. I get to talk to a lot of older folk, and most of them always tell me they wish they had more time, that they'd spent more time with their kids instead of working, or more time with the wife, or more time just doing what they enjoyed and that sort of thing. And I thought to myself, you know what? I could learn something off these fuckers. They're not just here for me to earn a paycheck. I could actually fucking learn. Because let's face it, I'm not completely arrogant. I'm just mostly arrogant. And I can learn something from everybody. And they're right. So I've decided. And yeah, I really need to fucking get rid of social media so much more. I've already told Josh, when he's with me, when he's at my house, if you see Dad with his phone or his tablet in his hand for more than like a minute, tell me off. Tell Dad, put that shit down. You can do that when I'm not here. I want him to hold me accountable. I want, like, just remind Dad, oi, I'm here. Don't do that shit. Because you know what? There's more important things in life than that fucking, we all do it. The whole, what's it called, doom scrolling, whatever it is, where people just sit there for an hour at a time and just fucking scroll through Facebook or fucking TikTok, Snapchat. X, formerly known as Twitter, and Instagram, and all this sort of shit. And so, yeah, it's a case of, yeah, I just need to be more present in the moment and put the devices down again. Don't get me wrong, I will still do it while he's not around, and that's when I'm going to be creative and do my podcast and do my videos and that sort of thing. But when he's here, which is most of the time these days, I want to spend the time with him. Fuck social media. Fuck everything else. I'm happy to hang out with friends and that sort of thing. I just don't want the devices anymore. I mean, do we need it? Probably not. Fuck. To tell you the truth, I honestly believe the world was better without the internet. Well, we could find out information better, faster. But it's also given every motherfucker, dumbass, cocksucker, such as yourself, myself, I should say, a voice. Everyone thinks that their opinion needs to be heard. Such as people with a podcast, people with a YouTube channel, people with all this other shit. Now, don't get me wrong, I don't get into debates on social media with fuckwits. I just like to put my shit out there and hope people listen. So, I'm just as guilty as every other son of a bitch out there. So, it's just a case of, it inspired me. And that's why I got another tattoo. Which, well, I shouldn't, but I did. I can't help myself. I like the feeling of getting stabbed with needles. It's kind of fun.
If you weren't invited, don't go. If none of your friends told you, don't ask. If you got a late invite, respectfully decline. Yeah, they had no intention of including you in the original plan.
And this is sort of what I was talking about with the last episode. I remember touching on it at one point. And it's a case of, you know what? I'm sick of being added as an afterthought to certain things. And look, this isn't a dig at anyone. I'm sure they actually weren't meaning it as any sort of fucking disrespect or insult or anything. But it's like, yeah, you weren't in our first thought or sort of first round of fucking people to invite. So it's like, you know what? Eh, I can do without it. I like it here. I can sit at home. I can quite happily sit at home and not fucking leave. I'm more than happy just to sit here and just do my own thing. I've actually become really, really, really good at just being here by myself. At the start, I wasn't. I must admit, when I was here by myself at the start, it drove me nuts, drinking way too much. These days, you know what? I like my own company. I like listening to music or podcasts and reading books. I like getting a bit creative. I don't need to leave the house anymore. It's pretty cool. I'm really enjoying this part. So that's why if I actually have to leave this place and find another place, it's like, you know what? I can set that up too. It's going to be a boy's house. Josh and myself versus the world as normal. Occasionally people will come along for the ride for a bit. They'll come and go. But it's always just going to be Josh and me. It's going to be pretty cool. Well, until he becomes a teenager and realizes hanging out with dad's not cool anymore, and then I'm going to have to find my own fucking friends or try to find the friends that were with me for a while and gave up on me, and I'll have to beg for them. But besides that, it'll be cool for the next couple of years at least. So just as I was about to wrap this up, I just remembered this Friday the 26th of April, 2024, there's a wrestling show, Battle Championship Wrestling, number 57, from the White Horse Center in Burwood. And, yeah, looks like a pretty goddamn good card. It is special guest host, The Godfather. If anyone watched WWE from back in the Attitude Era days, The Godfather, he will be there. I don't think he's wrestling, but he will be there hosting. We have a heavyweight championship match, Mick Moretti versus Gabriel Arias. Now, Gabriel Arias is one half of the former tag team champions, the Pariah. So that should be a good match. You've got a tag team championship. The Sexy Greek Boys versus Slade Mercer and Gabriel Wolf. They have a battle championship or battle express championship match. Sean Preston versus Mad Dog. A women's championship match. Cherry Stevens versus Katie Lux. Geordie Sparkles does his super open challenge yet again. Every time he does this, he gets destroyed. So I don't know why this guy keeps doing it, but we'll see who destroys him this week. We got Gore's putting up his battle jumble opportunity. I don't know. In a triple threat match, Gore versus Tomb Philippe versus Famous B. Then Eli Theseus, the other half of the Pariah, vents to the Battle Kingdom. So he's obviously angry about something. I'm not sure what. And in a match just announced today, Cletus, everyone's favourite Bogan, is doing a gauntlet match. So it's him versus Robbie Thorpe, Lucky O'Leary, and this guy. One after another. So he's got to just keep beating them to win. The moment he loses, the match is over. Cletus is not a real big guy. He should not be up against three people in a row. But you know what? I don't book it. I just referee it. So, you know what? To each their own. If he's silly enough to get in the ring with these people, good for him. Says me, who puts on black and white stripes and gets in the ring with these people. So, yes. I know we're running long, but you know what? You can bear with me a little bit longer. Because the song I'm about to play is one up until maybe 2 years ago, maybe less, I didn't even know happened. And I don't know how I didn't know that this song happened. But there was a band called Temple of the Dog. And it was Chris Cornell from Soundgarden. And a very, very young Eddie Vedder. I do believe, if I remember correctly, this is just before Pearl Jam was formed. So he was real new to the scene. People did not know who the hell he was. So it was very, very cool. And yeah, as I said, I've been a huge fan of both bands for so long, Soundgarden and Pearl Jam. And it was only like recently, that I even knew that these two did a song together. Actually, they did three on the whole album, but this is the song that they really broke it with. And I'm like, oh my God, how the hell did I not know this? So look, just take it a listen. If you're a fan of either one of these bands, hopefully you know about it. But I love just the difference between the two voices. Just two of the greatest grunge singers of the 90s and 2000s, I guess. And yeah, I hope you guys enjoy it as much as I do. Because yeah, I'm playing it anyway. All right, see you next time. Cup's already